time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepherd, back in just a moment.
If you purchased Orscheln Premium 303 Tractor Hydraulic Fluid or MileMaster 303 Tractor Hydraulic Fluid, you may be entitled to a cash payment as part of a class action settlement. Learn more by visiting 303settlement.com or calling 866-742-4955. Your compensation may include cash awards for up to a full refund of the purchase price for all fluid purchased, plus reimbursement for equipment repairs, parts, and damage. Visit 303settlement.com or call 866-742-4955. This notice is authorized by the federal court and is directed to those who bought 303 Tractor Hydraulic Fluid. Your claim deadline is August 31st, 2020, and you may be eligible for a monetary settlement. Act now by visiting our class action website at 303settlement.com or by calling 866-742-4955.
Well, the head of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association says the nation's beef supply is okay for now, but prolonged packing plant shutdowns or slowdowns could force shortages. NCBA CEO Colin Woodall says there's still plenty of beef in cold storage and from the half of supply that would have gone to restaurants, but it won't last forever, with some packing plants closed or slowed down by COVID-19 outbreaks.
If this is a prolonged situation, within 3 weeks, a month or so, we could start seeing it harder to get the beef into the retail chain. Now, we have to keep in mind that we don't have a shortage of cattle, so we've got plenty of cattle available to be turned into beef. It's just a matter of finding the space in these plants to get it done in a timely manner.
In the meantime, cattle still have to be fed.
That extra feed does cost, but there's only so much that we can do regarding sickness in workers, because you can't just go out and bring the National Guard in to start processing meat in our cattle into steaks. That just doesn't happen.
It takes skilled workers, many of whom are sick now, so Woodall is trying to discourage another beef run by consumers in the supermarkets.
If they have any sort of sense that there's going to be a shortage, we could see another run on the meat case. And that's why we're trying to let everybody understand. We don't have a shortage of beef, and everybody can remain calm, then go to the store and still find some beef if they indeed want to venture out.
Woodall says an earlier estimate of $13.6 billion worth of COVID-19 damage to the beef industry is already outdated, preceding the shutdown of a major packing plant in Colorado. Taking a quick look at drought conditions for the state of Oklahoma. Still some seasonal drought in the April through July outlook. The drought's expected to persist for the Panhandle and neighboring regions, but the good news is no drought is expected to form anywhere else in the state. For this week, there's no change in drought conditions from last week in Oklahoma. No extreme or exceptional drought anywhere in the state. Well, as the coronavirus continues to take an economic toll on agricultural producers, U.S. senators from both parties have come together to encourage the U.S. Department of Agriculture to work with the cotton industry so that needed aid can be delivered in a timely manner. Senator James Inhofe joined a letter from 21 senators to USDA Secretary Sonny Perdue, led by Senator John Boozman and Mark Warner, that noted while all sectors of the agricultural economy have been impacted by this public health crisis, the U.S. cotton industry has been particularly hard hit during this time, making the need for assistance all the more urgent. Since the beginning of 2020, cotton future prices have declined 30% as retail stores around the globe have shuttered. Orders from U.S. textile mills have dropped as much as 90% in the last month. Cotton merchandisers and distributors are also facing additional costs for storage, interest, and other carrying costs as worldwide demand is significantly depressed, the senators wrote. The senators encouraged USDA to work with the industry to craft policies that will aid each segment of the cotton industry. You've got farm news on Ron.
There are no typical growing seasons. Each brings different challenges. So what if this year you do something different? Like stepping up to proprietary C2 fertilizer technology from Nutrien Ag Solutions. Step up to improved extended nutrient efficiency and plant performance. Step up to better productivity and profitability in your fields. Don't treat it like a typical growing season. Take your fertility program to the next level with C2 technology from Nutrien Ag Solutions. Talk to your crop consultant or learn more at lpi.ag/step up.
That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepherd on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.